This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're getting ready for more hockey. Game one of the Western Conference Finals tonight. Stars, Oilers on ESPN. And we're getting a start time, RJ.
7 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this thing will be over by bedtime.
Holy
mackerel. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Eight, and, you know, now it's not, maybe not 7 on the dot, maybe like 7:10, but at least it won't be 8:48 or 8:53.
And the man who will have the call joins us now. Always an awesome treat when we bring on the great Sean McDonough here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Are you happy about 7 p.m. or it doesn't matter to you?
It doesn't matter to me. Playoff hockey, they could play at midnight. It'd be fun, and we'd be fired up to go do it.
I was thinking about this driving in. When we preview, like, the Rangers in the playoffs or the Cowboys, Troy Aikman catches heat from local fans or national media. John Smoltz, you hate our team. But I have not heard that at all, this playoff run, about hockey announcers. I haven't heard so-and-so loves the other team. Do you get that a lot calling hockey, Sean, or do you think that's just more reserved for other sports?
I think I get it. I don't have social media. I don't have any kind of Twitter account or Instagram or any of that, so I probably am not aware of it as much as other people in our business would be. I don't pay any attention to it anyway. You know, I don't care who wins. I'd like to see an exciting game. You know, that's really the only thing I care about. Hopefully a close, exciting game, maybe a game 7 goes to overtime. I mean, the last time I was here, we did game 7 against Colorado, and for, you know, two periods, that game was pretty boring and it wasn't very lively in that arena. And then, you know, Mikko Rantanen took over and he really hasn't stopped since. So that's what we hope for, something like that mm-hmm. people are going to remember.
Sean, you got the Boston ties at DFW. You know, we're more known for football and the Cowboys. Talk about DFW's growth and development with these Stars runs that you've seen when you come visit and work here.
Yeah, obviously, you know, these runs now of the Western Conference Final, I think, have helped grow interest and grow the fan base. You know, I saw Jay Gottinger was on SportsCenter with Matt Barry, I think it was yesterday, and he talked about just in the time that he's been here, you know, the noticeable difference. He said it's now like a northern city in the United States in terms of the interest level and enthusiasm for hockey. And, you know, we see that when we're in the arena. I mean, that game 7, as I said, was pretty dead for the first two periods against Colorado, in part because, you know, Dallas wasn't really doing anything. I think they had 10 shots on goal in that game through the two periods. But, you know, in the third period when they made that great comeback, you know, that arena is as lively as any in the league. I love doing games here. It's a great broadcast position. You know, a lot of these places we go, we're dangling from the ceiling. We're in the worst seat in the arena at the back of the upper deck. So to be here, you know, kind of in a central position, a good spot relative to the ice, it's a real difference maker for us. And the same is true of Edmonton. So from a selfish standpoint, it's nice to be doing this series because we have a good vantage point, which is not always the case.
Are you calling? How much are you calling on the monitor versus just watching the ice live?
Yeah, almost never on the monitor. You know, the monitors aren't very big in our hockey booths. And, you know, the puck moves so fast. And sometimes the directors are taking cutaway shots to a check in the corner while the puck is, you know, going someplace else. It's just really hard to follow. I've tried that. You know, I've asked a lot of play-by-play guys in hockey, do you call it off the monitor? I've never heard anybody say yes. And for a while, I tried binoculars when we were in some of these high places, but I'm just not good enough at following the puck or keeping the binoculars wide enough to, you know, take in everything that you need to see. So, you know, it's great to be low here. You know, some of the, like Carolina last night, that is so far away from the ice. I know the people watching don't care. And so far back that, you know, a lot of times you're just guessing who has the puck, or did that puck hit the goalie, or did it miss the net, or did somebody block it out in front, or did somebody tip it in? So it's great to be in a vantage point like we are here in Edmonton, where, you know, most of the time you're pretty sure who the player is who made the play or where the puck wound up.
Is the big, and it, you know, big Stanley Cup playoff game, big baseball game, you know, basketball, what is, like, the, if you had to choose one to call a big, big game, is it clearly hockey?
Yeah, well, it's a great question, and I'm probably going to give a lousy answer because I really do. The thing I've enjoyed most about my career, especially at my time at ESPN, is, you know, the opportunity to do a lot of different things, to do major college football, do baseball, playoff games, do major championship golf, whatever else they've been nice enough to let me do. So I really do enjoy them all, but I do think there's nothing like the intensity of a Stanley Cup playoff game. You know, I'm just sitting here this morning as part of my preparation watching the game six Saturday night here between the Stars and Winnipeg. And, you know, the intensity of that game from start to finish was palpable, even just watching the tape of it. So, you know, I don't think there's anything better than Stanley Cup playoff hockey. Yeah, I think there are a lot of things in sports that are similar, which is what makes sports great.
Sean McDonough, who is on the call for Stars Oilers tonight, joining us here at 105.3 The Fan. All right, as we prep for this series, it's, you know, McDavid hasn't had a ton of goals. The Stars have gotten scoring basically from five guys the entire postseason. Which one has to change for each team to wind up finding a way to win?
Well, you know, I think Edmonton has proven, you know, they've had good depth of scoring too. And you're right about Dallas. You know, they've kind of leaned heavily on a few guys, especially Rand and his line. But I think that bodes well for Dallas. I mean, the fact that they have beaten two really good teams. I mean, Colorado and Winnipeg. I don't think any other team that's still alive has beaten two teams that good to get to the conference final. And to, you know, beat those two teams with no goals from Robertson, with one goal in 13 games from Marchment, one goal in 13 games in the playoffs from Ben, no goals from Duchesne, means sooner or later those guys are going to join the party and do something. You know, Edmonton has proven they can win without goal scoring from McDavid. You know, he's the leading assist man in the playoffs, and obviously that's important too. So I think those Dallas guys are going to come to life in that series, and I think if and when they do, it'll really help their chances.
So, Sean, when you're doing play-by-play, you're also, you know, telling stories when it comes to series like this and things. When you're approaching the series and you're prepping for Oilers Stars, what do you look at as, like, these are the two to three, you know, kind of big stories or angles that you think need highlighting heading into this series?
Well, you know, I think coming on the air tonight, you know, the biggest story is, you know, it's a rematch, but there's been a pretty significant turnover on the rosters of both of these teams since last year, and obviously the most significant one is Rantanen. And I think coming on the air tonight, what you just referenced about McDavid, I think that the biggest subject matter would be the star power in this series, particularly those two guys who, to me, are the two leading players right now through half of the playoffs. It's hard to believe we're only halfway through the playoffs, given everything that's happened for these two teams and around the Stanley Cup playoffs. But they're the favorites to win the Conn Smythe Trophy as the MVP in the Stanley Cup playoffs right now. So I think that's part of it. You know, I'm fascinated by Pete DeBoer. You know, I think this is the eighth time he's been in the conference finals in the expansion era. Only Scotty Bowman and Al Arbor, who are, you know, walk-in Hall of Famers, first ballot Hall of Famers, two of the all-time greats, have coached in more, but he hasn't won a Stanley Cup. So, you know, I think last year we saw his good pal Paul Maurice, who is a coaching lifer, you know, who was coming up on 30 years in coaching, never won the Stanley Cup. won it in a game seven. You know, I think that's something, you know, I'm interested in the people part of this, and I think he's a hell of a coach and a great guy. And I think there are a lot of people, if they were able to win two more rounds, would be really happy for Pete. I think he's already regarded as one of the best coaches of this era. But, you know, I think a lot of times you need the championship to kind of solidify your legacy all time. And I think that could happen for Pete as it did for Paul Maurice last year if they win eight more games.
Yeah, Sean, how does a guy like him keep getting fired? I mean, all he does is go to conference championship games.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, hockey coaching is the worst in terms of job security. I mean, it's just ridiculous in this sport how quickly these teams cycle through coaches. And I think, you know, the good organizations like the Stars realize, okay, yeah, he's coached four other teams, but he's still one of the best coaches in the league, and we'd be happy to have them. You know, we've seen Pierre Laviolette. I think he coached six teams now. He just got let go by the Rangers. Paul Maurice has bounced around. You know, I think people realize he's been one of their great coaches now for almost three decades. So I don't know. These ownership groups in the NHL, management seem to have, short leash with coaches, but I think the Stars were smart enough to realize he's one of the best, and he's proving that again with what he's doing here in Dallas.
Sean McDonough joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean, you mentioned the three straight conference finals appearances for Dallas. It feels like in sports, whenever anybody has a run like that, it's one of two narratives. It's either it's a matter of time, they're gonna succeed, they're gonna win a title here, or it's you're running out of time. Like you need to make it happen within this window. Which one of those do you think Dallas falls into? Do you think this is a core that it's like, hey, this is only a matter of time, it's going to happen for them eventually? Or is it more, hey, they've got to take advantage of this window right now?
Well, it's a great question, because I definitely agree with the premise. You know, I think the New York Rangers were an example of that. You know, they had a window here the last few years, but it was an aging nucleus, and I think we saw that age kind of took hold this year. And what a disappointment they were. I mean, they went from winning the President's Trophy last season to not even making the playoffs this year. I don't really feel that way about Dallas. You know, that obviously they have some players who are key players on the team who are older. You know, Duchesne, Ben, certainly, Sagan, you know, would be another. But I think they also have a lot of really terrific young talent. And to me, the most important position is the goalie, and you know, you have a 26-year-old star who's in Ottinger, who's proven he's one of the best, and I think he's going to be one of the best for a long time to come. So I don't think the window is closing here. I do really like their chances. Excuse me. I think we have four outstanding teams left. I would be very surprised if Florida did not win the Eastern Conference Final. I felt that way before last night, and you know what they did in game one of that series just cemented it. But you know, I think a lot of people, myself included, around the NHL felt like if Dallas could get through the first round without Robertson and Haskinen, look out. Because you know, when you add those two guys to a team that was good enough to beat Colorado without them, you know, they have everything you need to win the Stanley Cup. Now, so does Edmonton. So does Florida, and Carolina probably does too. I think they're the least likely of the four left to win it, but it would not surprise me at all if Dallas wins the Stanley Cup this year and doesn't have to worry about the window closing.
Sean, you mentioned Florida. They have just really, played well three of the last four games. I think it's like 17-4. They're outscoring opponents on the road. Are they just that team that is, you know, going in, you could pencil it in, they're hitting their stride, they're built for the postseason, they got the goalie for the postseason, that this is kind of something we got to get used to?
Yes. Simple answer to your question, yes. You know, and a lot of us thought they were crazy when they totally changed the direction of their franchise. I mean, they won the President's Trophy, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
When Andrew Brunette was the coach, and then they went out early in the playoffs, and they said, you know, we cannot win the Stanley Cup playing this way, being a high-flying team that leans on scoring and tries to win 5-4 games. That's just not going to work in the playoffs. So they got rid of Andrew Brunette, which surprised a lot of us. They hired Paul Maurice, and, you know, as I said, he has had a great resume, but he had never really done anything in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, he had a losing record in the playoffs over a 20-plus-year span before he got to Florida and went on this run now of 3 years in a row. But, yeah, they're built for the playoffs. We talked about the goalie. You know, they have Bobrovsky, who's been one of the best in the world for 15 years. You know, they're just so tough, so physical. But it's not just that. You know, I think the reason why I like them is instead of Carolina, they play a similar style, but they just have more guys who can score goals for you. With what they did now on the third line and adding Brad Marchand, you know, that was a brilliant pickup, as it turns out, and they've done that the last few years. So, you know, I think they're really hard to play against. I think, you know, when they get to the Stanley Cup final, I think they will. It's going to be a heck of a matchup against whichever one of these two teams wins the West.
You're the man. We really appreciate your time. Have a fantastic call and a great series, Sean. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, and have a blessed day. Should be a fun series.
Back at you. The great Sean McDonough with Game 1 tonight at the AAC on 105.3 The Fan. It's a brand new segment every single hump day.
Okay.
Where is the wheel going to land? The Wednesday surprise wheel spin next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here's the set. And the 2-2 pitch swung on, hit deep to right field. Back goes Judge to the wall. It is history. A two-run homer for Jonah Heim. The Rangers are on the board, and they are not yet dead.
Too little.
Five, Rangers two.
Too little, too late, too soon, with me interrupting the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell as the Rangers lose 5-2 to the Yankees in the Bronx. On this radio station, Jacob deGrom will go today. And Choppy, I woke up this morning, and I was just sitting there with RJ Choppy's guarantee in my mind that Jacob deGrom and the Rangers win this game today. I was trying to find different ways to bet on it. I don't know. I don't know where to do it. I can't bet on him just winning it through the app that I use, but first run allowed, stuff like that. I don't know how to do it, but you're basically guaranteeing that's what you did yesterday. That's what I heard.
Well, yeah. Yesterday it was like that was the wild card game. That was the one that they had to have, because if they won it, you're going for the sweep tomorrow, so Thursday, because DeGrom's going to win tonight. Jake DeGrom's not losing to Ryan Yarbrough, but
what did I point out yesterday? got to have runs to be
scored. You got to have runs to score. You got to have runs to win. You got to have runs to win, and that's the caveat. Yeah, the Rangers' offense is not like a normal offense because the normal offense is swing the bat. Yesterday, what the Rangers did offensively was just they refused to swing. Like, the amount of, what was it, seven? Felt like seven. Called third strikes right down the middle or close to it.
Warren had 10 strikeouts. He had nice stuff. And I was texting a buddy of mine who couldn't watch the game. He's like, is it nice stuff or is it the Ranger lineup? And I was like, it seems to be nice stuff. But Bochy was so frustrated over strikes that were not called against Judge. The umpire was terrible. There was makeup calls. Just awful umpiring last night. I'm not blaming that for the Rangers sucking offensively, but it led to Bochy just saying enough is enough, and he got the old heave-ho. But Jonah Heim, too late. Too little too late.
Too little too late. I mean, once it had gotten to five, two runs felt like a lot.
Yep.
Five runs felt like they need three games to come back from that.
And I've decided I already hated New Yankee Stadium compared to Old Yankee Stadium, which I went to.
Well.
I hate watching. I hate watching games in New York and Boston. It feels like the outfield is so small. I don't know what it is.
Right field short.
It feels just to me. I know Judge hit the home run there. I'm talking about anything else. Like someone hits a line drive and it's like doesn't fall. I'm like, all right, that's in the gap. That's gonna fall. No, it's right. It just feels. It feels like a mini outfield there when you're talking about those two teams in the East.
In right field.
And I'm never forgiving New Yankee Stadium for just not having, like, the crowd doesn't stand up for every two strikes like Old Yankee Stadium. And it has that AT&T sweet feel to me.
It does.
And I've never liked it.
And people are on their phones now. You know, Old Yankee Stadium was demolished around the same time they had the iPhone. You know, so like you had nothing to do at a baseball game other than, I don't know, watch the baseball game.
Yeah.
So right field is very, very short there. Left field is cavernous. Do not hit the ball to left. It's just, it goes for days. Anything that gets elevated to right field, and you can hear the crowd, any lazy fly ball to right field, it's like, okay, it's got a chance. It's got a chance. It's dang near the warning track.
It's really close. So when I went to New Yankee Stadium, we sat in right field and we were like second row in right or something. And so it feels like you're right on top of the infield almost. It it's definitely shorter than any right field I've ever sat in, which is typically where I like to sit whenever I go to a game.
Bobby will give us the recap of Cowboys practice and OTAs yesterday. A lot going on. That will be during Below the Belt at 8:40. And Brett Boone, he may not love coming on this morning after that offensive performance. Booney will join us at 9:20 from the Bronx as they get set for game two today. So what, you're going to have about an hour of Rangers baseball, probably an hour and a half with these liars that list the game start times. It's not going to be 7 o'clock at the AAC. So you get about an hour and a half of Rangers baseball, or just go to the bar or have it up on the split screen. Bobby's Cowboy training camp, OTA report at 8:40. But this is my first time participating on a Wednesday.
Yes, this is your this is the first time you've been here for this. This is our new Wednesday wheel spin. And this was an idea from Chop that we're going to take basically seven segments that we've done before. High, low, life hacks. Last week it was Am I the A-hole? We did that one.
Which I'm glad I did not have to participate because I did not want to put my neighbor on blast on the radio. I decided against it.
And we ended up taking a Reddit question, which went over really well. But this is a new segment where we're basically going to go into this blind and figure out, all right, what segment are we going to do here? We've got prep for everything that we need to do here. But Aiden, go ahead and spin the wheel. All right, we get life hacks.
Oh. Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, hit the life hacks intro then, Ross.
Warning, the following life hacks are unethical and should not be performed. Sean and RJ do not condone these life hacks. Unethical life hacks may cause financial savings, make you cooler, more popular, increase sexual encounters, and provide an overall improvement in well-being at the expense of others. Please report any and all positive experiences testing unethical life hacks to 877-881-1053.
Take it away, Bobby B.
What a coincidence with Pate now.
Yes, because you got it canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, we basically, it's like a fair game when Peyton's here. even the life hacks is on the board, it's like trying to make the basket at the fair. You're not actually going to get it. Yeah. So, all right, we're doing life hacks here on 105 Through the Fan. Let's try not to get canceled. It's also probably a coincidence that we're doing this while Boss Man Gavin's on vacation.
That's right.
Well. all right, this is one right off the bat that I don't know if this is super unethical. It probably is because it's still lying. But this is one that I think Sean would like to be involved with. This is an unethical life hack on how to get a table at a hot restaurant with no reservation.
Ooh.
So this is a former restaurant hostess.
That's the only time Cheekling talks to me, when he thinks I have the restaurant connection. He's like, hey, we going? We going to get the seafood? What are we doing here?
He's very choppy like in that sense. He's gonna just move towards the, all right, where's the connect? Let me get it here. all right, so this is a former restaurant hostess. And she says, I'll preface this by saying this is something I only do when it's myself and my significant other, party of two. I don't do it at small, struggling restaurants. You're only going to do this at the big boys. But they say, this is what you need to do. You show up at the restaurant. They say, arrive dressed nice and in keeping with the vibe of the restaurant. They say, tell the host you have a reservation. Wait for the host to tell you they can't find it, because they're going to do that. And when they do, you remain pleasant but neutral. Say a little, if anything. Resist the urge to explain yourself any further. Just stand there and wait. Be very casual. Chat around. They said, eventually, they'll ask you probably, did you make this online or over the phone? Said, say it's over the phone. That's usually much more difficult for them to track than the online reservations. And at that point, they usually will, according to this hostess, just write it off to, we messed it up somehow. We got to find a table for them.
Oh, baby.
And then they'll get you set up and seated at the restaurant. She said she's never been turned away doing this.
Wow.
And that typically she got the idea because she knew in her own experience when she was seating people, if she couldn't find it and they were acting like, yeah, I've got it or whatever, then she was like, they probably do have it and we've got something screwed up with our system. I got to find a table right now. And so they make it work.
Love it.
So there you go. See, that one's not too bad.
I love this one. There is, I think, zero chance that Sarah would let me do this. She would be
so... Would she not act cool?
No, she would act cool. She would be so uncomfortable because she would not
have her stand behind you. Where, well, never mind.
She would think we're holding people up behind us by doing this,
right?
So she would like out.
Oh yeah, she gets the social pressure.
Social pressure. Yeah.
I.
That, this is something right up my alley. Anything dishonest is for me.
We should try this at training camp. Like, just find whatever hot restaurant is around there.
Are in Oxnard?
Like, well, I mean, we'll have to make
the trip. The burrito place, to LA, we need a cut line.
Yeah, exactly. Spencer McKenzie's or whatever. Yeah. All right.
Oh, no. We would need it at Lore.
At Lore, we could use it.
That's
for sure.
Difficult sometimes. The thing that bothers me about the restaurant wait these days, you can't even mosey on over to the bar and kill time anymore. Sometimes they're like, no, we got bar reservations. Like, you can't even go to the bar and just like stand and wait. And pick a corner.
Yeah,
and that's usually the shortcut to a hot spot, a hot place, is just going and eating at the bar.
Right, and if it's a bar where, like, so if we wanted to get a drink at a bar while we're waiting.
Where we saw Stephon Gilmore at Lore.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But if it's a bar like that where there's people eating, I don't want to, like, slide between them when they're eating. Like, it just feels weird to be like, if they're just drinking, I don't care. But they got food. I don't want to be near someone's food. Like,
you mean sitting down or reaching over for a drink?
Reaching over for a drink.
Yeah.
Or we could try this Indy next year at one of the steakhouses, just see if we can get it on short notice. All right, we're doing unethical life hacks here. And again, these are not anything we're telling you to do. We're letting you know of them so that you avoid them in your life and in society. All right, have you ever been on hold with a cable company or whatever else and their customer service is taking forever? They put you on the endless wait or you're just hanging around.
Of course.
They say, hang up and call back. This time, choose the Spanish option. The chances are that a Spanish-speaking employee still speaks English.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
And they said that when you get on there, say, oh, I accidentally pushed 5. Well, maybe you could help me anyway. And then usually they'll just kind of help you out.
Love it.
I think that's. I don't think that one's so unethical. I think that one's...
No.
You know, just...
They're unethical, acting like they have no one to help you.
Exactly. The umbrellas by the door at a store or office, those are free umbrellas, guys.
No, they're not free umbrellas.
Is that the hack, to steal an umbrella?
Stealing, walk off with an umbrella.
This is a Seinfeld bit.
This is something that, like...
By the way, there's an age. There's a man card for using an umbrella under a certain age.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think I've ever carried an umbrella unless I'm holding it for a woman.
I don't know the last time I used one. Yeah. Kristen always tries to give me one if I'm going. I was like, I don't want it. That's man card.
Golf. I use one in golf, especially if I was walking.
Right.
Got to use one there. You're just kind of trapped. But yeah, not really anywhere else.
If you order pizza or some other fast food and claim they screwed up your order.
Is that it? That's the hack?
Yeah,
they're just free?
Yeah, you get a free umbrella.
All right.
If you order pizza or some other fast food and claim they screwed up your order, they'll usually refund you because they're too busy to care. This is somebody who worked at a pizza restaurant, and she was like, if somebody ever called in and said, we screwed up their order, usually they're just like, all right, fine, refund it, whatever.
I feel like that's outdated. My deliveries are through the apps now,
yeah.
And they've done a nice job of limiting my refunds. You know, yeah. And it's like, all right, you messed up. I ordered pepperoni. Will they give me the 50-cent topping refund instead of the whole pizza refund?
But if you order off the app, who do you call?
Ghostbusters.
Good luck calling Uber.
Well, you got to complain through the app. Yeah. They have, and then, 24/7 support. We'll have someone come on and chat with you.
So this was like several years ago. You might remember this. My Facebook got deactivated a month, right? My Facebook got deactivated because I had my name as RJ, but they're like, they needed to verify your name. It had to be your full name on the thing.
Ah, it's so like you're at the Roman Coliseum. Like at the
Roman Coliseum. So I had to have the fan sent like a ticket on my...
The fan and the ticket? Oh, it's like our YouTube.
No. They had to send a ticket, like a note to them. To like, hey, this is who he is, like a confirmation. And it took forever. It took for like a month for me to get my Facebook back.
All right, last one. I'm going to cram in this last one because I think this might be genius. When applying for a credit card, double your salary. It doesn't help you get approved, but if you get approved, they give you a much higher credit limit.
Yeah, and more debt.
You know what? If you're just trying to get by, you're trying to get by, Chop.
I need a new credit card. I'm not getting the bang for my buck on the amount that I spend. I need a new credit card. I don't know what to do. I don't want to research it. I don't want to go down the road. Don't drop that stupid fake
card.
Black.
Pick a card.
Oh, God. Him and his stupid pop-up wallet. His new pop-up wallet. All right. It's below the belt on the home of the Cowboys. We learned a few things yesterday at Cowboy OTAs, but what new questions did it present? Bobby has it next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Did OTAs give us more questions than answers on Tuesday? Let's figure it out here. Honestly, when you're getting into OTA practices, we were talking about this a little bit earlier in the show. You're dealing with, and similarly in training camp, it's spring training baseball. So like when the pitcher has the ridiculous ERA, or you've got somebody who's just like Rugi was always crushing the ball during spring training. It's like, all right, they're really just trying to work on details or executing specific things that it's not the same thing you're going to be looking at in April. So same sort of thing. They're trying to execute a lot of just details and time on task on the basics and things like that. So there's not usually a ton you can learn to it. Some of the things you can learn are, okay, Tyler Booker is out there at right guard. He's the first team right guard. All right, that matters because Tyler Guyton didn't just walk into left tackle last year. And in the past, you've had guys who don't just walk into it. So that's something where they don't look like they're making anybody pay their dues. They expect Tyler Booker to step in and start right away. So those are the kind of things that you can learn pretty quickly. Then there's other things that when you go out there, you maybe see, all right, well, that doesn't look right. Or maybe somebody said this over here. That seems like an odd thing that they said. And it naturally will lead to more questions. So over on Twitter yesterday, I had people tweeting at me, asking me things about OTAs and different things. And these were the things that I think were most common that were brought up from people. So these are three questions that I think were sparked by OTAs yesterday and things fans are wondering about. Number one, and I'll let you guys answer these questions here, and you can weigh in on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053. Is Micah Parsons' absence from practice, not the facility, he's been there, he was there Monday, Schottenheimer said he had lunch with him on Monday, is Micah Parsons' absence from the actual football field during these details, is that a problem?
You know, problem may be strong, and I have a hard time blaming Micah because of the contract and the business decision. You got to do what you got to do, right? Like, this thing should have already been done, it feels like we're on the doorstep. But you can't talk about being the leader and I'm going to be there and all these things when you pick and choose what practices you're going to be around. From a leadership standpoint, I have a problem with it. But because of the contract, I can't kill him too much. Just don't tell us you're going to be there. I don't know what he's on record of saying he's going to attend, whether it's training camp, whether I'm going to be around. You know, Schottenheimer walked the line of it yesterday. They had lunch the other day. But I'm just getting tired of the Micah leadership story and topic in general. We know. We don't know. They know. Everyone in this building, I'm talking about the fan, we know who's who. So I can't really answer for that in Frisco. The locker room knows whether they're trying to make Micah a leader or he is a leader.
Mm-hmm.
We know in this building who is who. And you can only really get that day-to-day working with someone for a long time. I'm just tired of the topic. I'm tired of Micah talking about wanting to be Kobe Bryant and all these other alpha dog lions that he idolizes. So if the contract was not a thing, I would be destroying him for it with the new regime. But it is a thing.
It is a thing. And yeah, that's why I don't think not being here affects his leadership ability at all or the type of leader he is, because everybody else on the team would do the same thing. Everybody else in the league would do
not
the same
Dak. Thing. Dak could be there no matter
different.
What.
Quarterback's different. You have to be there. Quarterback has to be there. He had to be at training camp.
Lamar didn't.
Yeah, but I think it's different. Why doesn't it affect him being the leader if he's not there?
Because he doesn't have a contract. Like, if he gets hurt.
I mean, he does have a contract, Jerry would say.
Yes, but he's at the final year of his deal, right? Yeah. And, you know, if you're in the final year of your deal, you don't have a contract as far as players are concerned.
Right.
You know, a one-year contract is not a contract.
Right.
And, you know, if he gets hurt, that impacts his ability to not just leave, but to play. And his future with this team, his future in the organization. So I don't think players look sideways at what Mike is doing right now at all, because if they were in his position,
yeah,
they would all do the same thing anyway.
Okay.
Brian Schottenheimer,
quarterbacks are excluded.
You mentioned him walking the fine line with Micah. Brian Schottenheimer yesterday talking about why he thinks offseason participation is important.
First couple days, what we were doing some, you know, team building things, some culture. We've spoken very openly about trying to create one of the greatest cultures in professional sports. Micah is going to be a leader for us. Micah wants to be a leader for us. He's going to do that. And so I felt like it was really important for him to be here to begin that process. And again, it's a voluntary camp, but the fact that he did that means a lot to me. We've been really spending a lot of time this offseason trying to support one another, not just me and Micah, but, you know, going to different events and functions and foundation dinners. Osa has had his. Buddy Johnson, you know, football camp. Tyler Smith has a football camp. I think if you look at the turnout that we're getting, it's been really high. And that's because we talk about it and we want to support one another. We're a family. And so when people have something like a foundation dinner event, they have a football camp, if it's important to them, then the objective and the goal should be to have as many of your family members there as possible. And of course, I'm speaking about our teammates.
So Brian Schottenheimer seems to think Monday's attendance was more important than Tuesday's. What we were doing on the field was not as important to me as making sure Micah was here when we were doing some of the culture building stuff. Now, Brian Schottenheimer had, when we were...
By the way, I got news coming in that, Choppy, you are not going to love.
All right. I love bad news.
The Lions withdraw playoff reseeding proposal at the league meeting. Vote on banning Tush Push is expected today. So the Lions are withdrawing the playoff reseeding.
I don't understand the motivation of withdrawing it. Like, even if you know it's going to not get a pass, like, what's the point
so
of withdrawing
it? So they already had to adjust it. They had already initially, they wanted the reseeding. Well, it was going to get repackaged because the NFL, they had already gotten pushed back on the opening round. So it was going to get reproposed as, all right, fine, the opening round doesn't get reseeded. It's still the same. But when we get to the second round, now we're going to start reseeding. And I think it was just becoming too particular and too narrow, and it was probably getting resistance from it.
Okay. But again, still, like, let it go to a vote. Like, what? Do you get to, does this mean if that doesn't vote that you could bring it up again next year easier?
I think that there's a bit of an idea of, like, you don't want people used to the idea of rejecting something. So you pull it if you feel like you don't have the support.
Ah, all right, makes sense.
Given the quotes that Brian Schottenheimer gave us in at the league meetings where he had said, Mike is going to be there, I expect him to be there. And then yesterday, seemingly kind of walking a fine line, I did get a couple tweets of people asking, is Brian Schottenheimer, essentially they were asking, is Brian Schottenheimer maybe being the buddy parent so far? Like, do we need a little more, like, not arm around the shoulder necessarily? Do we need a little bit of the hard ass? So that's the question that I got yesterday. And I don't think he is. Like, I think right now he's just trying to establish trust and positive energy between all of us. And the discipline can only come when you've established a relationship with somebody. But it is a question that I was getting asked yesterday. So y'all's thoughts on that. Do you think there's any aspect of maybe there's a little too much buddy parent?
Not right now. I also, and we're going to find this out, and there's maybe some stories already behind the scenes. What's he like as a hard ass? How does he deliver negative information and news? He's got to do it somehow, some way. And I think we're going to hear stories on how he does it in a maybe Kevin O'Connell-esque way. You know, that's kind of charming if you watch Netflix. So right now, nope, not thinking. And that has been an issue of mine here around the past. I thought McCarthy was probably a little bit too buddy-buddy. But no, right now, build it up. Good vibes everywhere. And then let's hear how he cracks down.
I don't have a problem with the buddy-buddy, especially early on. Like, there's nothing to be... if you come in, like, piss and vinegar and everything, like, what what's it going to be when it gets down to crunch time? Like, you're even going to be worse.
Sure. I guess so. I would say for you specifically, I think you have given more resistance to the idea of, like, Dan Quinn's leadership style, I think, than maybe some others were. Like, you've made the Atlanta reference of Sergeant Slogan and stuff like that. There is a little bit of a question probably of, like, is Schottenheimer doing similar things and how sustainable is
Dan's
that?
A 50-year-old with a backwards hat. Like, that's my...
Shotty had the backwards visor yesterday running out there.
I'd rather a backwards visor, Malibu's Most Wanted-esque, upside down, than a backwards hat with a... That's not a fitted cap. Can't wear a non-fitted cap backwards.
All right.
Especially one that's got the little... It's not even a snapback. It's that tab, metal tab thing you pull.
Oh, I hate the tab.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And then the last question that I got yesterday, and this is definitely more just a football-related question, what the hell are they going to do at nickel? Like, they are in a pinch right now. Jordan Lewis has left. There's not an obvious replacement that they found still. You remember last year we got to training camp. It was right after minicamp. They were rotating all these different veteran defensive linemen that they could find. And then they got to training camp, and they were still signing guys and still trying to find parts. I think we're heading towards a reality of your nickel guy might be a similar situation. Deron Bland was in there a little bit yesterday. So was Israel Mukwamu. Mukwamu was a corner at South Carolina. He's done good work at corner, but he's been a safety the last several years. Deron Bland had said he'll play it. He'll play wherever. He'd prefer to play outside, though. So do you really want to move him somewhere where he doesn't want to be? Typically, coaches don't like putting players in that sort of position. But it does bring up the question of, like, is nickel the biggest blinking light right now on this football team?
Dak Prescott back and participating more than some actually expected. He gave the overall summary on that new coach culture so far.
Yeah, I mean, I think one, the approach of how we're building it. I think a lot of times, may in the past, I've said it and I've maybe just been talking, and not just talking or naive in a sense of talking about how great just the offenses was, right? And not necessarily the team and not necessarily offense connecting with defense, connecting with special teams. So I believe that Shotty's doing it the right way from the top down of take the offense and defense away from it, take the positions away from it, take the coach and player aspect away from it, and let's connect. And you're talking to one of the most optimistic people I think you'll find. I've seen it the way that it's going. I see the way that people are buying into it, and it's hard for me to think anything different.
So that's Dak Prescott in B-Low, B-Belt, with your NFL and Cowboys report every day at this time with our insider, Roberto. But it's prediction time. Stars or Oilers in what? Text in the predictions and let's see who's right. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Let's see if Choppy can pick another series and have the Stars go to the Stanley Cup Final. Your Western Conference Final predictions after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Minsti Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minsti Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINSTI today or visit MinstiClinic.com. That's MinstiClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.